Romans 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, welcome to yet another edition of Sunday Worship.
Right here on Great News Radio, it's Joey Kroll. So good to fellowship with you. Go ahead, grab yourself another cup of coffee. Let's fellowship together today. Sunday Worship focuses on Jesus. Yeah, we lift him up each and every program. He's the foundation. He's the center. He's the chief cornerstone, the president, CEO, the board of directors, and so on and so forth. Yeah, we focus on him. Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, today is no different. Let's continue to lift him up today. Here are the Brooklyn Tabernacle Singers, and we adore thee on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We love you, Jesus. Come on, let's open our hearts and sing this love song to the Lord. I adore you.
God, my Savior, Prince of Peace.
are magnifying and lifting up the King of Kings today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Hey, when you have some time, maybe today or this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Yep, Sunday Worship Radio. Love to connect with you right there on Facebook. Again, it's Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Jesus said in Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." You know what, friend? A funny thing happens when researchers take little kids to a huge open field with lots of room to play. They are hesitant and unsure of themselves. But when given a fenced-in area to enjoy, they relax and play without a care in the world. What's the difference? Boundaries. See, when we know where the boundaries are in life, what the rules are, we are more confident and less fearful. Boundaries allow us to relate, friend, to the world. You know, the Bible contains God's boundaries, the areas within which we can do with what we were created to do. So I encourage you today, take some time to get to know God's boundaries, knowing that they were placed there for your protection and good. Listening to Sunday Worship.
Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. Worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
So much for listening to Sunday Worship. Fred, my name is Joey. How's your weekend coming along? I'll tell you what, there's just something special about the weekends. And I'll tell you what, there's just something special about a Sunday. You know, you come home from church and, of course, maybe get some lunch and then just sit down on the couch and enjoy a good nap. And all God's people said, Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." You know, almost everyone has heard the speech of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. back in 1963. In that speech, he declared over and over, "I have a dream." I'll tell you what, sadly, his dream became a nightmare when his life was cut way too short. You know, friend, when dreams are cut short, we're faced with two choices: retreat into disappointment and despair, or rise up and dream again. Friend, any dream worth dreaming once is worth dreaming 2, 3, or 100 times. Biblical prophets dream big dreams, and so can you. So keep dreaming and keep listening for God's voice and calling on your life. Know that He has good plans for you, and He is able to make your dreams come true.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him. The Lord has forgotten your need. Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers. Never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him. He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
Oh no.
He never slumbers.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise, it's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps, He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps, He never slumbers.
He never tires,
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
All of your cares, so rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Luke 15:7 says, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. You know, a friend, who doesn't like a good party? I mean, cities celebrate their sports teams, families celebrate a grandfather turning 100, individuals celebrate losing those 10 extra pounds, praise the Lord. Those are some great reasons to celebrate, right? But have you ever been invited to a party? Think about this, for a person who apologized for doing something wrong. You know, there's a story in God's Word of a giant party held for a young man who decided to start living a better life. You know, Jesus told that story to show the kinds of things that God celebrates. Maybe no one's ever thrown a party for you when you turned over a new leaf, but I'm sure God did. He rejoices, friend, in your victories, both large and small. When we turn our lives toward Him, we bring Him joy. So have you given Him a reason to celebrate today?
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down. Worship Him now.
Listening to Sunday Worship. music from Twyla Paris, and we will glorify. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. Yeah, if you have a maybe upcoming song request, if there's a question, comment, prayer request, or you just want to say hello, I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y at GreatNewsRadio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, there is still room for you to let us know that you want to join us, link arms with this radio ministry, and partner with us. As you know, we are listener supported, which means we depend on friends like you who financially contribute to this radio ministry. So if you're able to and feel led to do so, you can send us your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can send in your gift online at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the button there that says donate. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. But in the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.